Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in 437-1620. Call or text, and we'll get your questions answered right here on the air. Mike Wiggins, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Jake. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. You just told me and reminded me today is the first day of spring.
The first day of spring.
Yes.
Doesn't feel like it.
Does not feel like it out there.
It does not.
Nope.
But you know, Jake, a lot of people will tell you that, you know, around Easter, we always have a cold snap.
Now, right.
Now, Easter is a week and a half away. So I don't know if this is the Easter cold snap,
right.
But it sure feels like it. Went down to maybe the high 30s in some areas, mainly around 40, which it was cold enough. I know one thing. I had purchased some plants to plant in, you know, for the spring, and they are now in my garage. I put them. And I said, you never know. Sometimes if the weather guys miss it by 5 or 6 degrees, it can make a big difference. So,
right.
So I put them all in my garage. One thing another friend of mine mentioned to me about the weather, Jake, we always talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Said this is going to get a little chilly around 40, but it's not the blizzard of 93.
Oh yes.
Now the blizzard of 93. Maybe, you know, I guess it's my age. I've forgotten a lot about that particular date, March 12th, 1993. This storm formed in the Gulf and kind of moved up the panhandle and up the East Coast. And if you look it up, it says in the panhandle, I don't believe we got this much here in Pensacola, but we got some. It snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some areas that got about 6 inches of snow. And some people lost their life. Mm. The storm surge was so high. The winds were so high. A lot of trees were lost. All in the blizzard of 93. And if you look at that date, March 12th, that's like it happened this time of year. Mm. So you never know.
Yep.
You never know what's going to happen with the weather.
I remember that blizzard. I was living, I was born and raised just north of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I think some areas reported up to 2 feet.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, the whole storm moved up to the East Coast.
It's horrible.
And just, it was horrible. But it was, you know, this time of year, so you never know what's going to happen. I always think back what I call in our business was the big frost, first week in April, which it was just amazing what it did. It really did damage many of the spring plants that we had all planted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one other thing that happened that during that frost, Jake, was that centipede grass, for example, had come out of dormancy pretty much, not totally, but almost all of it. And it, boom, it sent it right back, brown as a berry.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. So, Pensacola, we never know about the weather. Because it does dictate what we do, especially right now when we have these warm days and everybody's all fired up about just plant some vegetables and plant some blooming plants, some annuals and perennials, and maybe redo the landscaping and all of that. Well, it's hard to kind of hold yourself back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like after the freeze when we talk about pruning things. Patience.
Yes.
Just a little
young
bit.
Padawan, patience.
That's exactly right. But let me tell you what I did, Jake. I did have some things on my shopping list for spring that I went out and hit a couple of the garden centers and just a couple of reflections on things that were in places where you can buy plants in Pensacola. Mm. One overall comment, we have got some very, very nice, professional, big inventory garden centers in Pensacola. And, of course, I always like to preach the sermon about buying local.
Yes.
I think it's very important. I was in local business for years, and it's just important to support the local guys, especially in the garden center business, which is so seasonal. Quite frankly, this is when they make a living,
mm-hmm.
in March, April, May. And so if you do get in the market for plants and what have you, check out your local guys. And I wrote down a couple that I visited. I thought, just to maybe mention them, we've talked about Pensacola Seed and Garden,
mm-hmm.
out on Mobile Highway. I had a long talk with Larry, who owns it, and he has opened a second location up off 9 Mile Road, which I think is very interesting. But Larry has got a full inventory of annuals. But just one thing that really caught my eye was his inventory of citrus. He had it all, oranges, lemons, limes, et cetera. Beautiful, beautiful plants. Some in about 7 gallon pots, some in about 15 gallon pots. So if you're in the market for that, that's a good spot. He also is starting to concentrate on containers. Nice, beautiful pots, decorative pots, clay pots, et cetera. So a good place to shop there. Another stop on my shopping trip was to Werner Turf. Now, Werner is known over the years for their pavers and for their sod and that type of thing. But they also, of course, have a very nice nursery. And what they've also got is a new inventory of chemicals. Many of the chemicals that we talk about here, weed killers, insecticides, fungicides, etc., they've got a pretty full inventory of that. And had some old friends out there who work there. I've known them for years in the business, some real veterans who can answer all of your questions. And then, of course, one of our all-time favorites is Barnes Feed Store. Barnes, of course, has been there. People have come and gone in our business, and they have never, ever wavered. They're always there with a great inventory. They have wonderful vegetable inventory insofar if you're going to plant vegetables in the spring. I've always thought them to be the place to go for fertilizers and that type of thing, also chemicals. They're a great business that's been around forever. And Barnes is one. I think you ought to go by there if you're in the market and you want to kind of make the swing through some of these local businesses. That's probably a good place to go. And the last place, of course, is Bailey's. Farmers Market, where we all buy our vegetables and that type of thing. They get that big shipment of tropical plants, and they've got it in now. And it really is pretty. They've got ones that struck my eye were bush daisies. Their tree hibiscus were really pretty. Mm. And their both 3-gallon hibiscus were really nice, too. So those are just four of some of the great garden centers that we have here in Pensacola. We're very lucky to have that many local businesses that specialize in plants and fertilizer and information. I think any one of those four, you could go and get your question answered from the professional staff. So we're very lucky. I had a very nice time doing that. Picked up some things along the way, which I immediately put in my garage because of the cold. But I'll get them out. I'll get them planted, and we'll go from there. One last thing. And this is something we talked about last week. You can see in the marketplace in Pensacola your potting soils, your inexpensive ones. They're not very expensive. But then you can see some really good ones, and they are a little pricey. But if you're going to do some container gardening especially, you may want to spring for some of those more expensive soils. They really are excellent. They're light. They have all the ingredients in it that one would want. And so most all of these four handle potting soil. But if you look at the different types of soil, be sure to get the good one. even though you may have to pay a little bit more. Exactly. That's it.
Yeah. We had a listener text in, of course, up north every fall, it's customary to take a ride and look at the colorful, you know, foliage. But around here, we can start taking a look at all the beautiful azaleas bursting out right now. So beautiful.
There is no question.
Yeah.
And there's one variety of azalea, Formosa, which to me, well, I'm not sure exactly how to put this into words, it's Pensacola. I mean, it just reminds me. It looks like Pensacola. A lot of your parks have Formosa azaleas. You've also got the George Tabor and the Snows and the Coral Bells and all those other really beautiful azaleas. But that Formosa, which is a deep magenta-like bloom, is really, really the best. I really appreciate that comment because I wanted to mention, too, the dogwoods are out, you see, and you know we had years and years where they weren't doing so good. But now they seem to have recovered from some of their problems and really, really are looking great. So Pensacola is full of color this time of year. That's one thing that makes it great, no doubt.
All right. Get your questions in before we run out of time today. It goes by really quickly. 437-1620. Call or text. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Looking for a sewing machine? Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Darrell's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson about his favoring of an additional halfpenny local option sales tax and why he opposes a reduction in the millage rate. Also talked about the future of real estate transaction fees after this settlement slash decision relating to the 6% seller and buyer agent commission. And an allegation by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith that he was being eavesdropped upon by a fellow commissioner. Very interesting stuff. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Just jamming out to some Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from his Blue Note series. Yeah. All right. So if you have questions or comments today, let us know about it. 437-1620. Dave texted in and wanted to know, what is a good flowering plant to climb lattice? About a 10-foot climb. What are your recommendations on that?
Well, let me tell you one I just bought, and I buy it every year, is Mandevilla. Now, this is a tropical. The cold weather is going to get it. But here's what I do. So I can put the right soil in there, I have a 5-foot trellis, kind of a wrought iron trellis, and I put a large pot at the base of that trellis and plant the Mandevilla in the pot.
Oh.
And by the summertime, I like the white one. It comes in different colors, but I like the white one, so I've got these white blooms all summer long. It is great. Now, there's some other ones you can use. A Pensacola favorite is Confederate jasmine. You could plant it in the ground and put it by a trellis, or you could do what I just did, or put it in a pot and let it run up that trellis. White blossom smells wonderful. That's a really a good one. Another one you might consider that I don't think works quite as well as those is pyracantha. Pyracantha is a vine that will grow up, has berries on it, beautiful orange berries in the fall. So those are just some ideas that you might use. But I would go with either Confederate jasmine, which is a permanent plant, evergreen. It doesn't lose its leaves, so it would be there forever. Or the mandevilla, which is I think technically it's a subtropical that will bloom all summer long. So great question. I think either one would be great.
All right. Mandevilla or Confederate jasmine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like an old song back from the Civil War, Confederate jasmine.
That's right. It does.
Bonnie Blue Flag, Confederate jasmine.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Very nice.
Get your questions in, 850-437-1620 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. All right.
Jake, I had a good friend named Mike Robertson who wrote a book called The Gulf Coast Landscape. I don't think that book is published anymore. Mike was a very successful nurseryman here in Pensacola. And he, in his book, he has a portion about landscaping rules, things that you really need to know to make your yard look nice insofar as its landscaping is concerned. And the first thing he points out is that landscaping goes under the kind of the old saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
There is no rule, really. It's largely subjective. In other words, you may want to follow the rules that Mike put in his list here, or you may not.
Right.
A lot depends on a couple of things. One, your neighborhood. If you have a homeowners association, you might have to be
careful.
Won't go there. But he also says, very interesting, he says, if this is your last home, you're not subject to any guidelines. You're not worried about selling your home.
Right.
You do what you want to do and what you're happy with and what you enjoy yourself. But there are some basic rules that you may want to follow. One, he says, for designing your landscape, you really should design with resale in mind. If it's not your last home, landscape with resale. He says for every dollar you spend on landscaping, when you sell your house, you get $3 back. Now, I don't know how Mike figured that out, but that's what he said, and I think that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
He says you can have the neatest house. Everything in your home is updated, the bathrooms, the kitchen, patio, all of that. But if the front of your house, if the landscaping is not inviting, if it's not up to date, then the people who want to buy your house may not even stop.
Right.
So the landscaping is really, really important. And I have found over the years, it doesn't have to be that expensive. Mm. It doesn't have to be that extensive. It's just got to be well planned with taller plants, middle plants, low plants, ground covers, whatever you're going to do. So design is important. I always tell people for the first thing to do is to get out and design where you want to put your flower beds. Don't skimp on that. They need to be relatively large. Get your garden hose and lay out your garden hose like you're lining out your bed. That way you can see the area that you need to fill with plants.
That's a good idea.
The professionals will have a chalk gun. They'll have a chalk gun, and they'll draw the bed with chalk guns, which is a neat way to do it if you have one. But we all have a garden hose, and that way you can kind of lay it out,
right,
get a feel for it. But like I say, don't skimp on size. Mm. So those are some of the things that Mike has started out his rules. We've got about 20 rules here that he's got, and over the today and maybe over the next couple of weeks we can talk about some of them. But I thought it might be fun to talk about first some of the larger plants you may want to use in this bed. You've got your bed, and it needs to be curved. That's something very important. Your corner plantings need to be generally taller. Draw your eye to them, and it makes your house look bigger. If you have a curved bed that goes around the edge of your house and comes way out, it'll make your house look bigger. It'll make the landscape look more professional as opposed to just a straight line of shrubs in front of your house, and that's it. So that's a couple of philosophies you may want to use. But you do need to use some larger plants, so I thought it might be fun to kind of look at some of the larger plants that we might use at the background. For example, if you've got a home and you've got windows in the front with spaces between them, you may want to fill the spaces with some larger plants. Or you may want to, as I just said, over where it curves, right in the middle of that curve, put a larger plant. So I thought it might be fun, maybe for today we can look at some of those larger plants, and in future shows we can look at how we would layer it down, if you will, to make those beds look very professional.
Very nice. I didn't even think about that, the curve of the flower bed making your property look bigger. That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I never thought about this until I read about it, and I planted it that way because it sounded good. If you've got yellow plants in the front, yellow marigolds, for example.
Right.
Okay. As opposed to just green plants, that will make your house look bigger also. It'll make it look like it's closer to the street.
Oh.
And that's really the way you want it to look.
Okay, we're going to get to a quick commercial break real quick, and then we'll be right back to wrap it up before the Fox News break. Don't go anywhere. It's Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're about to take a break for some Fox News here, but we'll be right back with more with Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in 437-1620. And like I said, right after the Fox News break, we'll be back with more. So get your questions in before we run out of time. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back with you after this.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's an agreement on federal funding to prevent a partial government shutdown this weekend.
Top congressional leaders releasing statements announcing the completion of the final six spending bills to fund the government through the end of September. This comes after leaders say the White House and House Republicans finished negotiations on funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Dominican Republic is increasing border security because of the gang violence and chaos in Haiti, where nearly 1,000 Americans have asked for help getting out.
The U.S. Embassy says it's working to coordinate evacuation options from Port-au-Prince to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The nonprofit Project Dynamo says they are working on rescuing as many as 200 Americans. Most are in Port-au-Prince, and helicopters are the best option right now.
Fox's Brian Yenis. At least a dozen people are dead in gang raids in two wealthy neighborhoods in the city. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, 44 degrees. The sun shining this morning, starting to warm up a little bit, at least here on the first day of spring. Several vehicles were damaged when a teenager driving an SUV lost control going around a curve and crashed into the Honda dealership lot on Pensacola Boulevard this week. Now, that happened early on Sunday morning. FHP says the teen fled the scene of that crash on foot and was later located by an Escambia sheriff's deputy. The driver identified as a 17-year-old male taken to the hospital to be checked out. Troopers do say five new vehicles were damaged in that crash. The teen now facing charges of careless driving, DUI, driving without a license, and leaving the scene of a crash. Well, several of our local community leaders were recognized last night at the Pensacola Area Community Excellence Awards. The Pensacola Chamber's annual awards ceremony recognizes leaders in the community for their contributions. The ceremony was held on Pensacola Beach at the Hilton. Some of the winners include Professional Leader of the Year, Dr. Rick Fountain from the UWF College of Business, Emerging Leader of the Year, Whitney Fike from International Paper. Spirit of Pensacola Award winner was handed to Margie Moore of Merrill Lynch, and the prestigious Pioneer Award was awarded to Dr. Jim Andrews of the Andrews Institute. And again, congratulations to all of those winners. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz asking some questions about that crash last month where a motorcyclist was hit by a car. The driver now being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gaetz asking Homeland Security why that man was allowed to stay in the country despite previous run-ins with the law.
Instead of, you know, giving us the circumstances of Mr. Pineda's arrival in the United States, why he was on an ICE detainer, they simply said it was his right to privacy, which predominated over our interest in how to adjust public policy in order to keep people safe from these type of deadly encounters.
And Gaetz tells Channel 3 that so far his efforts to get information have been met with resistance by Homeland Security and Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Byron Pinedo, meanwhile, remains in jail on $250,000 bond. It's 9:33. Our next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Super Microcomputer, a tech infrastructure company, has announced its plans to sell 2 million additional shares of common stock, pushing its total shares outstanding to more than 58 million. The tech infrastructure company, whose stock has surged 900% in the last year due to its involvement in artificial intelligence, says the sale is to raise capital to support its operations, including the purchase of inventory and increased research and development. A Bankrate study says 56% of Americans say they can't afford a $1,000 emergency. Why? High interest rates on credit cards and sky-high inflation, increasing the cost of housing, food, energy, and other basic necessities. In addition, 36...
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 20th, 1873, in City Hall Chambers above Martin's Market on South Palafox Street. This is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. Today, our mayor, Mr. Royal Putnam, assembled the area's newsmen to hear a report which illustrates our improving economic times. Mr. Putnam introduced businessmen W.E. Anderson, George O'Neill, and Sewell C. Cobb, who together are the co-sponsors of a fine new hotel to be constructed on the corner of Jefferson Street at Government, which is at this moment just vacant property. The hotel, which will be called the Santa Rosa House, will be of two stories with 22 guest rooms. Furnishings will include excellent spring mattress beds with washstands in each room and a lavatory on each floor. Anderson, an attorney, acted as the spokesman today, saying that in the judgment of these men, our city is in the first stage of a great building boom fueled by increased European orders for finished lumber. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have questions, let me know. Call or text 437-1620, and we will get your questions answered here on the air. Mike, before the break, you were mentioning you wanted to go ahead and cover this Books by the Bay event.
I did. I've got some friends involved in that, and they asked me to tell folks about it. And we talked about it last week. It's called Books by the Bay, Pensacola's premier literary event. It's going to be this Saturday, March 23rd, 10 to 4, at Museum Plaza. That's 120 Church Street, kind of behind the old T.T. Wentworth Museum downtown. Mm-hmm. It's also going to have some indoor events at the Bowden Building, at the Voices of Pensacola Building, which are there on Government, kind of around the corner. So in any event, it's going to be a literary event, all so many authors. It's going to be activities for children, readings, that type of thing. I did want to especially mention it because I've got a good friend who is going to have a booth there with her children's books. It may be a name familiar to some of those listening because she's from Pensacola. I'm living over in South Alabama now. Janet Wiggins. Great name, but no relative.
No relation.
No relation. And she wrote children's books. She wrote one called Alfie's Trumpeting Troubles, about an elephant, and then one about butterflies, Miss Millicent Monarch, A Butterfly's Tale. In any event, all those books are going to be there for sale if you want to buy them, but with all those booths, all these different subject matters that these authors have written about, they'll be there, so you can talk to them. And, I always wish that, I think I told you one time, that I kind of, in the back of my mind, wish I could have written a book somewhere along the way, but I only lacked one thing, remember?
A publisher?
No, talent. I didn't have it. These folks here, Janet is going to be with Sarah Robinson, also a friend of hers who wrote a book called As a Result, from Sarah Robinson. In any event, you may want to, on your Saturday, while you're down at downtown Saturday morning, run down a little further south and go to the Buy Books by the Bay. Anyway, might be fun, no doubt about it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, get your questions in, 437-1620, call or text.
Yeah, remember a minute ago, we were talking about landscaping, how it's very, very subjective, but using curved lines, and you're going to use different size plants. I call some of the larger ones some of your foundation plants. And it might be fun to kind of, I've made a list of some of my favorites, and some of the listeners may have their favorites. One, and I've used it in my house before, is if you're going to have a background hedge, if you will, or some larger plants, Clearia japonica is one of my favorites. Clearia japonica, basically, in my mind, took over from red top. Red top was a shrub, Jake, that we used to have. Everybody had it. Everybody had it. It was a basic plant. It had new foliage that was reddish in color, well, they called it red top. In any event, it got a disease because the technical name for red top is Photinia, and it got what they now call Photinia leaf spot. Well, we couldn't cure it. The growers couldn't cure it. Nobody could fix it. So they don't even grow red top, to my knowledge, anymore. It's not even around, even though it was a gorgeous, gorgeous shrub. So Clara japonica has similar characteristics. It's a much slower grower, but it's a good hedge plant. I keep mine at about, 3 to 4 feet. And it has also some of the new growth. The new leaf color is kind of reddish burgundy, if you will. Not quite as striking as red top, but it is a great basic shrub that you may want to look at. Now, Clara is obviously a foundation plant. It is not deciduous. It doesn't lose its leaves. Very few insects. And it's just a good, tall-growing plant for that background that we're talking about on this landscaping project that we're designing here on the garden line this morning.
It's in the camellia family, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
At japonica, a lot of plants have the last word is japonica. Simply means that it originates in Japan.
Okay.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Yeah. And while you mention it, Jake, the Clara japonica serves as that larger background plant as a camellia will also. You could easily put a camellia there. You could put a Sasanqua in there that doesn't grow quite as big. And that would be another choice, which would, of course, give you, as we've said on the garden line so many times, some fall and winter color when you don't really have it anywhere else. Now, remember we talked about that curve going around the edge of the house to make it look bigger? Mm-hmm. Well, you need something tall there. You need something tall, in my opinion. And that's where three of my favorites come in. I really like the Nellie Stevens Holly. I have no clue who Nellie Stevens is, Jake. I don't know. Yep. But Nellie Stevens, which is it's a holly with a larger holly leaf, very dark green, very glossy leaf. And it's a slow grower, but you can buy them relatively tall, if you will, large. And they would be a great plant in order to put right around in the middle of that curve as we come around the house. And then you've got some of your really taller growing hollies that would do well there. Savannah holly and East Palatka holly. There are some called just an American holly. But those are the ones that kind of grow to the sky. They'll grow 20, 30 feet high. Keep them under control, and they really make a great corner planting in your house. But let me tell you one other corner planting that really works to get some height. The old-fashioned ligustrum, which, by the way, is another one we could use in lieu of the Clara japonica,
okay.
A good green hedge plant, which you can keep controlled by pruning. But if you let a ligustrum get very tall and have exposed trunks, then it looks like a tree. It's really a foundation shrub, but it will look like a tree. People call it a ligustrum tree, if you will. But what that does, Jake, it gives you that tall plant that anchors the corner of your house. You can buy them large. They're pretty expensive if you can buy one that's really large. But you can buy 6-7 footer and kind of keep it under control yourself, keeping the trunks clean, keep the top pruned, and as it grows, it'll be a great addition on the corner planting. That's a ligustrum tree.
Would you call that a screening plant, a tall screening plant, perhaps?
Well, let me say this. Not the way I mentioned it. That way is kind of what I would call a specimen plant, kind of a topiary plant. However, you're absolutely right. Ligustrum can be a great screening plant. If you've got a hedge, you want to, I hate to use the word, protect yourself from your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Ligustrum privacy. Hedge is really, really good. That's where, you know, we won't be talking about the house here. You're talking about, say, your side yard, maybe your backyard. Mm-hmm. You plant ligustrum every 4 to 5 feet and fertilize them and water them. Over the years, they'll make a wonderful screening hedge.
Because somebody texted in wanting to know a good tall screening plant that doesn't mind shade.
Well, right. Now, ligustrum likes the sun, but it'll take shade pretty well. That just slows down its growth.
Okay.
It really does. One more, and this doesn't answer the question for the texture. We'll get to that in a minute. One more that loves full sun, full blaring sun, that is not used enough, mm-hmm. is Iliagnus. Iliagnus will grow before your eyes. The wow. Florida Department of Transportation uses it on the interstates because it's bulletproof. It'll take drought, it'll take rain, it'll take cold, but it really would be a good screening plant if you don't mind doing some pruning. Now, going back to the finding a screening plant for shade, one thing you may want to consider is plant the ligustrum. I don't think the Calliera would be for you if you did that. I'm trying to think of a good one. Maybe, here you go. How about a Japanese yew? Podocarpus, that might be a good screening plant. Now, it's going to grow relatively slow, and it grows mainly upright. But I've seen it over at the mall. They've got one of the stores that they use Japanese yew as kind of a screening plant. And it will take some much more shade than some of these other ones.
Japanese yew.
Podocarpus. Podocarpus is the other name for it. Japanese yew.
Hmm.
Been around forever and ever in Pensacola. A lot of people frame their front doors with Japanese yew.
Oh, okay.
Because they do have mainly an upright growth. And it's a great plant. It's a great plant. And once again, very, very hardy and not subject to insect or weather problems.
All right. Keep your questions coming in. We're just about out of time. We got one more segment coming up after this break. Got a great word from our sponsor, Blue Sky Landscaping. Let us know if you have any questions. 437-1620. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th. Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning. If you have questions, call or text our phone number, 850-437-1620, and we will answer your questions right here live on the air. All right, Mr. Wiggins, what are we going to get to now on this first day of spring?
Well, a couple other plants to talk about on these foundation plants. Mm-hmm. Some of the junipers will work. There's one called a Bodhi juniper, which is simply a juniper that grows relatively straight up. There's an Italian cypress, which is a real tall growing, very thin plant. One thing I have found about Italian cypresses such as that, when they do have a problem, they will generally get very thin at the bottom. And it's very hard to bring that back. So I'm not sure that's one you might want to choose. But another one in the juniper family that's really interesting is one called a Torolusa juniper. The other name for it is a Hollywood twister. I think they must grow a lot of them out in California. But it grows straight up, but as it does, it kind of weaves as it goes straight up. It twists, if you will. So it's called a Hollywood twister. That would give you some of the height that we were talking about just a minute ago. So those are ones you might want to use. If you jump to one more, and this one does need some discussion, is oleander. Now, what's good about oleander? It's beautiful. Has great blooms. Obviously, nothing will bother it. Sometimes extreme cold will get to them, but for the most part, they're a beautiful plant. The dwarf oleander, I flew into Phoenix one time, and in the interstate median, they had nothing but these dwarf oleanders. Pink, they were pink. It was absolutely gorgeous. So, Jake, you know the one problem with oleander? Big problem. They're poisonous.
Uh-oh.
They're poisonous.
For humans?
Oh, without question.
Mm, wow.
Without question. And I'm sure not only for humans, but I'm sure dogs, cats, whatever. So I would not recommend oleander. I wish they weren't, because I would love to grow some dwarf oleander, say, in a container on the patio. I think that would be gorgeous. Mm. But if you've got dogs, cats, kids, grandchildren, I always got scared of, you know, Boy Scouts taking a limb off an oleander and cooking marshmallows on the fire. That's just scary because they really are poisonous, and you may want to avoid that.
Mm. All right, we do have a caller on the line. Chris from Pensacola. Are you there with us, Chris?
Yes.
All right, what's your question for Mike Wiggins today?
Okay, Mike, the question I had, you're talking about your foundation plants, your 3-foot-high shrubs, 4-foot-high shrubs. I don't remember the name of the plant. Bright yellow leaf, about the size of a boxwood leaf. They have beds of them over at PJC, or Pensacola State College, on the sunny sides of the building. And they're about 3-4 feet tall, and they're beautiful bright yellow background plants. Don't know if you remember the name of them or not.
Oh, well,
you know, but.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about. And I think if you ever go by Catholic High School, they've got the same thing in the front of their school, Summer Ligustrum. Right. I don't know why it's called Ligustrum, but I think it's called Summer Ligustrum. But it is a bright canary legal pad yellow and are absolutely gorgeous. I have planted a couple myself because I'm like you. I really, really like them. I found in the winter they'll get nipped a little bit when it got down to 19 degrees. Didn't kill them, then the new growth is going to be just fine. But they are a great plant, and I recommend it, especially if you're going to, you know, looking for color in your yard. Because a lot of us, when we think about planting color, we think about planting annuals and perennials, petunias, marigolds, etc. But this particular plant, Chris, you're talking about, gives you color without having to change it out every year. And it's a great contrast to the green plants. Yeah, that's a great observation, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's a good one. Do you have some?
Okay, have a good day.
Do you have some?
I don't. No, but it is going to be planted in my landscape.
There you go. I think that's a great idea. Go get them. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Chris. And then somebody just texted in, just tuning in, what is the best fertilizer to use on centipede grass, and when should it be applied?
That is the question of the day. That is a great, great question. The best fertilizer for the spring is a 16-08R, a 16-48. Now, there's some other variations of that that are good, but those are my favorite. Matter of fact, when I was out at Pensacola Seed and Garden the other day, Jake, I saw a big stack of 16-48. I would hold off just a little bit. This is where the patience comes in that we've been talking about. All your turf experts will tell you, don't fertilize the lawn until it's out of dormancy. Well, we're going to be pretty close to that pretty soon. If you do it too early, you're kind of wasting your money because it's not going to do a lot of good. But as soon as it's out of dormancy, use that 16-4-8. I think it's probably about, I'd say 7 pounds per thousand, something on that order. Usually one bag will cover 5,000 to 7,000 square feet. But when you buy the 16-4-8, and I don't know if you can even buy it any other way, just be sure that one, it's slow release. Two, it has iron in it. Three, it has other minor elements. And four, it's in good granular form. So if you do that and put that thing out there, one thing about that also, as you are fertilizing your centipede grass, and if you're using the 16-4-8, there's absolutely nothing wrong, if you really want to keep it simple, of running that fertilizer spreader near your flower bed and letting that 16-08 get into your shrubbery. It's a great fertilizer. Just be so sure that you haven't bought the 16-4-8 with weed killer in it.
Right.
Just don't do that.
Just do that.
Just a plain 16-4-8, 16-08. And like I say, there are other variations of that. I've seen a 22-4-4. That's probably okay. But the 16-4-8 with all those different elements in it is the best.
All right. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap it up here on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's check.
All right, we're out of time. How quickly it goes.
It does go fast. Thank you, Jake, and thanks to our folks who texted in. We really appreciate it.
All right. Do you happen to know the name of those pink puff-like trees? And they do well in this area, or do they do well in this area? Do you know?
I'm not sure exactly what
pink puff-like trees.
I'll look into that. We'll talk about that next week.
We'll get that on the next show. Sorry about that.
No.
But thank you so much for listening.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.